Draupadi, the mother. The Pandavas, the Pandu prince, led an exemplary life, high moral character. They live up to the tenets of Sanadhana Dharma and were embodiments of righteousness, valor, and chastity. They were very devoted to Krishna and received guidance from him in every walk of life. Patience, peace, and perseverance were the outstanding features of the brothers. Draupadi, the wife of the Pandavas, was no less virtuous. During the Mahabharata war, Aswatthama, a warrior of the Kaurava camp, killed all the sons of the Pandavas, called Upapandavas, while they were sleeping in their camp during the night. Aswatthama was the son of Dronacharya, the guru of the Pandavas, who taught them archery and made Arjuna the perfect bowman. But to slay the sleeping children of the enemy was a very cruel and heinous act. All the Pandava brothers were overwhelmed with grief and did not know how to convey this ghastly incident to Draupadi. They thought it fit to take Aswatthama to Draupadi so that she may herself have the privilege to decide the punishment. Bhima overpowered him with anger and hatred, and shaking with the urge for revenge, pushed him in front of her and shouted, "O mother of Upapandavas, here is Aswatthama, the cruel murderer of your son. He is brought to you so that you may punish him in the fittest possible manner." Draupadi had heard the news of her son's murder by now. Her grief and sorrow knew no bounds, and she was unable to contain it. Her wailing and weeping moved everyone who was there. Nobody dared to console her in this agony. But when Aswatthama was produced before her, she contained herself and looked at him pathetically for a while and spoke to him in her agonizing tone, which even shook the murderer to the core. Slowly and with great difficulty, she said, "What harm have my children done to you? You have killed them when they were fast asleep. You are the son of Guru of the Pandavas. You were in the position of Guru for the Upapandavas. What made you do this ghastly and lowly act of killing my innocent children at this tender age? They done nothing to harm you. Is it fair on your part to do this?" Bhima and Arjuna were becoming impatient to hear Draupadi speaking to Aswatthama so calmly. Bhima was greatly surprised at the peaceful attitude of Draupadi. He thought that the suffering of having lost all her children had driven her to insanity. Otherwise, he was not able to understand how a true mother could show such forbearance when the person who killed all her children was standing before her. Unable to control their wrath and sorrow, they wanted to kill him then and there. But Draupadi stopped them. She prevented Bhima from approaching Aswatthama and spoke heart-throbbing words which throw the world into utter wonder and kill the enemy not physically but mentally. The mother in her had woken up and guided her to decide the course of action which should be taken against him. Draupadi's wisdom prevailed. She could not bear to think of the sorrow of another mother who had lost her child. She spoke to Bhima with great difficulty. "O Bhima, please do not kill him. His mother Krupi is already in great sorrow with the demise of her husband Dronacharya. By killing Aswatthama, you are only punishing his mother, who has no fault, and not him. You shall make a mother's heart bleed as my heart is bleeding for my innocent children. It is not wise to do any act which may increase the sorrow of an innocent mother. Leave him alone to the wilderness to reap the consequences of his evil deeds and repent from his dire sins. Again, she tells Bhima, it is not for you to kill a person who is the son of your preceptor, who is afraid, who comes to you asking for shelter, a person who is asleep or a person who is drunk and forgets himself. Draupadi was such a great woman that in order to protect right conduct, she would even oppose her husband's. She did not want anyone to hurt by her actions. The mother in Draupadi pardoned Ashwatthama, who had most ruthlessly murdered the Upapandavas in a devilish manner.